This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 7 for Friday, August 5th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is slightly higher on Friday morning, largely due to increases in crude oil. Rain and thunderstorms passed through both Saskatchewan and Manitoba on Thursday, but the weekend forecast is expected to have cool temperatures and calm conditions. Crude oil is higher as demand concerns wane in the eyes of buyers. However, West Texas Intermediate crude is staying below $90 US per barrel, and crude oil prices are headed for their biggest weekly decline since April. European rapeseed is lower, but Malaysian palm oil and soy oil are both higher. The Canadian dollar is down half a US cent after Statistics Canada announced that 30,600 jobs were lost in July. Meanwhile, 528,000 jobs were added during the same month south of the border. The November canola contract is up $4.20 per ton to $847.50. In the U.S., wheat and soybeans are down while corn is slightly higher. Three more grain vessels headed for Ireland, the U.K., and Turkey have exited Ukrainian ports. While all of them are only carrying corn, there is hope that wheat shipments will be next. While the northwestern U.S. plains is expected to see hot weather next week, some wheat-growing areas in Argentina received beneficial rains. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 7 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.76. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is also down 7 cents U.S. to $8.53. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 cent U.S. to $8.93. There are rumors China has bought 3 cargoes from the U.S. in soybeans despite the tensions between the two nations, along with other soybean shipments from Brazil. Yields for western soybean growing areas of the U.S. appear to be affected by heat and drought, but crop prospects are better in the central and eastern Midwest. The August soybean contract is down 12 cents U.S. per bushel to $16.03. As new Ukrainian corn shipments set sail onto the Black Sea, mixed weather conditions will affect the U.S. crop this upcoming weekend. Rains are forecast from South Dakota to Ontario, as well as in the southeastern U.S. Corn Belt. However, hot temperatures will descend upon the western Corn Belt before making their way eastwards over the next week or two. Conditions for the French corn crop declined 5 points to 58% good to excellent in 1 week due to dry conditions. The September corn contract is up 4 cents U.S. per bushel to $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 5th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.